They're standing around the 2-yard line, Owosso in their white pants with the red stripes, the traditional red jerseys, and that red helmet with the Owosso Ram in white, the ram horns on it. So ready to get underway here in this second half. It's already 9:15 at night, and of course one of the reasons this game started at 7:30. Rauschenberg is set, standing back at his 30-yard line, hand in the air. The official points, and here comes Noah. Trotting toward the ball, makes contact there at the 40, and this one will be well short. It'll be taken by Overton on the bounce around the 7-yard line. He's to the 10, cuts back to his left, tries to get a little bit of room out there. Not much. Landon Wood hits him once. He's going to go out past that one, though, and go around the 25-26-yard line. Going to get it closer to the 28-yard line. Kyrie Fisher hit him, and they'll mark him right at the 25. I thought he got a little further than that, but it'll be first and 10 Rams at their own 25.
Good coverage there, and again, you saw Overton with his quicks. He turned the play field and went the opposite direction. And Landon kind of pushed him that direction, kind of gave up the corner, but a good hustle by the coverage team.
So first and 10 for Owosso. Troy Hudson will bring them out at quarterback again. The guy behind him in the running back spot is Cabrera. He's going to turn hand to Cabrera right side. He'll bend it to the outside. Got a little bit of room. Stuck his nose up inside for about one or maybe two. Raper, one of the guys up off the pile last right there. Patrick Fields and Kyrie Fisher were there as well. We'll call that a gain of two. It'll be second down and 8.
Good hard run up in there, and not knowing what happened, you know, when he came out of the game, when Cabrera did, he's stuck his nose right into it first play of the second half.
And, of course, while we're waiting here or playing a little defense, we'll have Doc Blevins check and see if Grady Davenport is actually still suited up. Second and 10, Owosso now at their own 27-yard line. Just underway third period, 35-3 Union leads. Fakes that ball into Cabrera, and they're going to throw across the middle. It's complete to Ensbrenner at the 41-yard line. Hudson threw a nice strike. Jordan Starks on the coverage, but that's good for probably another 12. They'll mark it at the 42-yard line. First and 10, Owosso. And Doc has an update on Grady Davenport.
Well, as such as it is, he is not expected to play again tonight, but all they would say is at this point in time, he's not expected to play. So that's all I can get out of him, so take it for what it's worth.
I got that. Thank you very much. First and 10, Owosso at their 42. Hudson hands it right side to Cabrera, and he's going to get stacked up for no gain. The entire side of that Union defense, Thornton, Fields, Barnes, all standing right there. We'll call it second down and 10. And so we know that. Now we know Grady's gone. Now as a head coach, you make the decision, how much do you play AK? How much do you try to get another guy ready to play that position for the rest of the year if you need to?
Yeah, and I think that's probably the most important thing with Morrison not being back on the field yet. We'd really have to try to find out who's going to step in.
We'll get back to Doc Blevins here in just a second. Second and 10, Owosso at their own 43-yard line. We'll call it second and 9. They gave him about a gain of 1. Hudson in the shotguns, drops straight back, throws quickly to the right to Cabrera at the 42-yard line. Stiff arms a man, but can't get rid of him. Lewis is the guy that wouldn't fall off, so that's a gain of about 3. It'll take it to the 46 and bring up 3rd and 6. And what else do you have, Doc?
Well, Tyler Fisher, who is a junior quarterback, has been out with a hand injury, and he is good to go on Monday. And so he will be fitting into that whole quarterback situation at that time.
Is that Zach Fisher's brother?
That is Zach Fisher's much slenderer, littler brother.
That would make some sense. Zach played a little quarterback and receiver at Union himself. 10:05 to go third period, 35-3 Union, and 3rd and 6 for Owosso at their own 46. Turning and handing to Cabrera, left side is Hudson, and Cabrera got bollocked up. Kyrie Fisher whacked him behind the line of scrimmage. He'll lose two, and it'll be 4th and 8, Owosso. Now, my question on that one, Zach, is that a just we're going to run the clock play? You think they really thought they could pop that? I really kind of expected them to throw that short out route or that short in route because they've done such a good job with Hudson.
Yeah, I think I would probably throw a quick route on that. And for some reason, they tried to run up in the middle, and the middle hasn't been there all night. So they didn't even go to the corners. And here they go to punt, and Union jumps off sides. They're going to look like they're going to pick up that first down.
Carter jumped off sides as the ball was snapped just before Preston Hendricks had a chance to get his hands on it. So that'll move it up to the 49-yard line, but that's still going to be 4th and 4. Now, if Union jumps again, it'll be a first down, and whoever jumps will run stadium stairs until he throws up. So it's going to be 4th down and about 3. They'll move it to the 49. Landon Wood is back deep for Union. He's around the 20-yard line. Preston now with the ball. He's going to kick it. It's going to be short. Landon calls the fair catch, and he makes it right around the 24-yard line. Made it with Overton right in his face, but boy, Landon Wood, a baseball player, he's kind of unflappable in there at that punt returner spot. He grabs it, and it'll be 1st and 10 Redskins.
Well, again, really nice field position for him to start at. Not too deep. just like a kickoff. So at the 25, they're going to have a long field to march. But tonight we've seen that happen just a couple times when they've had longer fields to start.
35-3, Redskins lead, 9:19 to play here in this third period. Rick Corey, Zach Jones, Doc Blevins. Let's see who's going to come out and play quarterback again. It'll be A.K. Wilson. Grady Davenport with a knee injury. Shamari Brooks will be his running backs lined up to his right. You got two very dangerous cats back there in that backfield right now. First and 10 Union. AK is set. He's in the shotgun at the 20. Shamari to his right. Wilson is going to hand to Brooks, who's going to cut it up inside. Breaks free across the 30. Shamari across the 35, across the 40, to the 42-yard line. Last guy to get him was Kellen Jones. He took a bit of a ride on the express. That's good for 15 more, and that's going to be a first down Redskins. And, you know, it's pretty easy to play quarterback when you got number 11 back there.
Well, you said pretty dangerous cats because it looks like they're in the Wildcats, so it's kind of a, you know, a double-edged sword there. But, yeah, if you pick up 15, 16 on every run, I wouldn't find any reason why you couldn't keep him back there.
First and 10 Redskins at their 42-yard line. More to the near side, two receivers to the right. One of those is Nichols. They're going to hand off again to Shamari Brooks. This time he can't get all he wants on the corner. Pushed out around bounds around the 24-yard line. That is going to be Billy Fields who pushed him out. Wayne Jones drew him wide as well. He's going to get about a yard. We'll call it second and 9 now at Union's 43.
Good job there. They run to the short side of the field, which is always a difficult. You feel like when you run to the short side on the corner, you've got numbers and you just wasn't able to get outside.
So Union will have second down and 9. Again, A.K. Wilson in the shotgun at quarterback. He's going to hand to Brooks, who's going to run a little counter back up to the inside. He's going to get across the 40, across the 50, very close to the first down line for Shamari Brooks. He bucks forward just far enough to get, well, they're going to give him 8. So we're going to call it third down and about 2 now right at midfield. He is dead center. The ball is at the midfield line. Owosso had several players in on the tackle. So now a big third and 2 coming up for Union. 8:28 to play third period. 35-3 Redskins lead.
Well, that's just what you say when you're saying that they're just getting gashed. That's what, you don't have a whole lot there. They counter it and get 8 or 9 on it.
And Owosso's got 7 in the box, so it's not necessarily easy to run the ball. Ball's dropped there by A.K. Wilson, and it's picked up by Shamari Brooks, and he gets outside, and he may have the first down, but there's a late flag down. Wilson couldn't handle it. Shamari picked it up, turned his back, did a little spin move, took out to the left side, and got down right about the 48-yard line. But that flag is behind the offense, and that's definitely going to be against the offensive line.
Yeah, I think you're right. And that's something that you'd kind of expect. You never want to see it. But when you got another quarterback in the game that hasn't taken a whole bunch of snaps, and it's a third down, a little pressure's on, kind of take your eye off the ball a little bit, and then, you know, fumble snaps, things like that can happen.
Looks like it'll be a hold against Union, and this will back up the Redskins, and so they'll end up with a much more difficult third down. They'll mark the ball back around the 36-yard line. So you're looking at third down, and what are we looking at? Third and 15.
And I like the rollout here. I don't think AK is going to drop back in 5 and throw, but I like him on the move, and they're on the short side of the field rolling to the right, which is going to make it an easier throw for him getting outside the pocket.
I just want to see him throw it, see what we got here. It's going to be third down and 15, Union now at their own 36-yard line. They'll need the 48, so we'll actually call it a 17-yard first down they'll need. 35-3 Redskins lead, 8 minutes to play third period, and A.K. Wilson at the quarterback spot. A.K.'s just going to turn and run it to his right, and he's going to get, well, he almost got dragged down. He got away. A.K.'s got a wall, 35-40, 45-50. He's not going to get the first down, but A.K. Wilson turned something, or nothing, pardon me, into something. Alexander dragged him down. They're going to mark him right at the first down marker. A.K. rolled to his right, pulled a guy off his shoulder, took off to his left, and got within maybe a football's length or half of a first down.
Well, they just countered that, and they went to look like a counter off Shamari, and he was just going to take the long side of the field and run. He was an only man over there, receivers to the left, and he was dead to rights and 15 yards again for a loss and somehow stayed on his feet.
Well, they gave him the first down. He got it down to the 48-yard line. A.K. Wilson converges, first and 10 Redskins. Wilson in the shotgun, hands again to Brooks. He bounces to the outside. Shamari has room at the 40. Shamari at the 35, turns the corner, down to the 30, makes one miss, goes down to the 22-yard line. Johnson, one of the guys down there. Ensbrenner, one of the guys down there. But another 25-yard run from number 11. Oh, boy, what a night for Shamari Brooks. First and 10 Union at the Owosso 21-yard line. Redskins already up 35-3.
Great job by Shamari getting outside to the corner, and then a great block downfield by Kyrie again.
Two receivers to the near side. Wilson again in the shotgun. Fumbles the snap again, but picks it up, runs it to the right himself, and jumps forward across the 50. He was tripped up in there by Fields. AK's got to keep the eye on the ball. Remember, he is in for Grady Davenport, who hurt what appeared to be a knee right at the end of that first half. It'll be a gain of about two, maybe three. We'll call it second and seven.
Well, AK just has to remember the most important thing about being a quarterback is making sure you start to play with the ball.
That is important. That's very good. Good tip there. All right, so AK once again in the shotgun. He's going to hand once again to Shamari Brooks, and Shamari's going to bust off the right side. Not much there. Alexander in on that tackle. They'll give him about two, but it's really still a very makeable third down and six for Union at the 19 of Owosso. They'll need the 13, and right now everything's worked enough that you've got a lot of opportunities, and obviously you have to watch for number eight just to take off and run.
Yeah, and I still love a counteraction off of a third and long just to get him outside the pocket.
6:50 to go, third period, 35-3 Union, but there are, once again, threatening. Wilson has the ball, looks to his right, wants to throw, now runs to his left. He's got a little bit of room out there. It's going to close on him. Oh, he cuts up inside. A.K. Wilson down inside the 10. How did he do that? Alexander was out there, a wall of Owosso defenders, and when A.K. Wilson cut to the inside, he planted that foot and just split that wall. He got six, and it's a first down for Union.
It's like watching TV when you see a guy, and you just can't get the perception of how quick he really is. They do drop back pass, and he looks like he's going to throw the ball, doesn't have anywhere to go, and makes a couple jukes on himself before he decides how to get downfield there.
Yeah, he faked out his own body. He's now at the 9-yard line. It's first and goal for the Redskins. Hand off inside to Brooks. He's got a big hole. Shamari at the 5, down to the 4, down to the 3. Boy, that thing opened up initially. I thought Shamari would bust through it and get the touchdown. They got him down around the 3-yard line. Innsbrenner is the guy that made that tackle, and it'll be second and goal, and another Owosso Ram is down. Got a couple of guys stay on the turf tonight.
Trying to see O-line or D-line. Looks like Alex Reedy, big D-lineman. And that was right where that action was, right where the tackle was made. And I didn't see actually what happened.
Well, there are a lot of people down there, a lot of bodies flying around. He looks like he's holding his back right hip or his back as he rolled over on his back right at the 3-yard line. The training staff is out there. You never like to see these things. And, of course, this is the time of the year, although they have added off weeks in high school, and we'll talk about that a little bit later too. You start to play, you know, there's that old coach's thing is there's difference between being injured and being hurt. And you start to play with some of those nicks and bruises and things like that, Zach, which sometimes can make it easier to get that next injury.
Yeah, if you take a little ibuprofen and got ready for the game some way, one way or another, and then something happens, and at a time where you're feeling like maybe you're just getting beat up, you might want to take a little break.
So how do you feel about off weeks in high school?
I think as a player, anytime you can get an off week, it always feels good. On the coaching side of it, I think it's probably not such an optimistic or positive thing. But I don't know. I would like to throw another game in there. I really would. I would like to put another and just play it out. Because you're young, you're just tolerant, your body can handle it. Go for another one.
Let's see what Doc Blevins thinks about it on the field. Doc?
Well, I wanted to update you on Grady. He is out here. He's got his ice on his knee. But he's walking around, no crutches, and doesn't seem to be having a lot of trouble. So
good.
It may not be as bad as it could be.
Good. Now, what do you think about having a week off in high school football?
I kind of like it because I get to go see somebody else play. But to me, having it right before district play and gives you a chance to get some people healed up and what have you, I think that's good. When I asked Coach Frederick about it, coming after the jinx thing, I said, would you rather have had another game to play and not have to think about jinx so long? And he said, well, we did correct a lot of problems, but he said, yeah, that's a long time to practice after a loss and not get to play.
And that's the thing about having that week off. I personally like it, especially in high school. These guys, kids are being asked to do more, to stay longer, to work harder. They are going 100 miles an hour. People have gotten bigger and faster. It is very difficult to play this game. I think having a week off is good. The week offs are always about timing. If you just want a nice game, you feel great about your week off. You lose a game, maybe I want to play again next week.
And if it would have been like this year when you lose, I feel like that is a good time to take off, to reset before you go into the season. And if you win, you want to, like you said, ride that momentum into the next week.
Alex Reedy has walked off the field, and it'll be second down and goal. Union now to Owosso's 4-yard line. Redskins up 35-3 with 6 minutes to go, third period. Hand off to Shamari Brooks on the right side, and he bounces in for touchdown number six. That's right. Shamari Brooks has 72 points tonight. Six touchdowns for number one, and it is now 41-3.
Well, what a great run to the outside. he's. I thought he was going to the corner, but I'm telling you, this kid, he'll put his foot in the ground and get down field in a hurry.
He has 36 points. The guy has 36 points tonight. That's just stunning.
Well, I think we should give the MVP to the O-line.
Well, you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. He had to outrun them, but they had to open holes. 36 points tonight for Shamari Brooks. That is just stunning. Redskins on for the extra point once again. Rauschenberg is out. There's a penalty after the play is over, but the Union, of course, will turn that down, and the touchdown will stand.
On the kickoff.
They'll assess it when the kickoff happens. At that point, Randy Jeffers' microphone actually worked. Rauschenberg on for the extra point. Noah awaits. Good snap. There's the kick. It's up and it's good. Yep. So a 6:04 to play here in this third period. Union extends the lead, now leading 42-3 over the Owosso Rams. This is Union Football on KRMG.
Tulsa Gas Technology has been a part of the KRMG Wheel Show for years. Tom and the folks out at Tulsa Gas Tech are honest, dependable, and conscientious. And they are a trusted source for CNG conversions and fleet maintenance. Hi, this is Denver Fox. If you're a business owner, you know regular maintenance and repairs are the key to keeping your fleet running at maximum performance. Tulsa Gas Tech carries a full line of SynPro oil products to keep your engine running longer and give you less downtime with 10,000-mile oil changes. I have it in my car and truck. But they don't just do oil changes. They can handle all your maintenance and repair needs. Plus, they have a full shop where they can custom outfit your truck and trailers. Tulsa Gas Tech. Give them a call at 918-665-2641. 918-665-2641. Or online at TulsaGasTech.com.
This is the home of Union High School football. News 102.3 KRMG.
A banner night for Shamari Brooks. He scores his sixth touchdown on a three-yard run, 10-play, 75-yard drive. It took 3 minutes and 15 seconds for those Union Redskins, and they now lead 42-3 over the Owosso Rams in the third period. Rick Corey with Zach Jones and Doc Blevins. Penalty assessed after that touchdown run. Noah Rauschenberg kicked that thing off from the 45-yard line of Owosso, and as you can imagine, kicked it through the back of the end zone. So the Rams will take it at their own 20-yard line, trailing by a score of 42-3. And we're trying to think, Doc Blevins and me both. Now, Doc has seen a lot more Union football than me, but I've been a part of the broadcast team for them for 14 years, and I don't remember a guy scoring 6 touchdowns.
That's
so
got to be some. If it's not a record, we got to be real close. That's a bunch of scores.
I'm wondering about how close, if not at a record, is Shamari Brooks. 6 touchdowns for number 11. First and 10, Owosso at their own 20-yard line. Hudson's going to throw quickly to his left. That ball's caught out there by Johnson. He makes one move around the 22-yard line, gets up around the 25 to the 26. Landon Wood brought him down. You'll start to see some second-team guys out there now. Remember, there is a formula for how you have to the number of points you have to win by. So Kirk Friedrich knows that you add 15 to this. So in his mind, this is a 42-18 game. So he wants to keep that 15-point margin. He'll watch that as he transfers some people in and out. Second and 2 for Owosso. Once again, back to throw is Hudson. And again, Hudson throws to the left side. His ball is caught around the 25, across the 30, across the 35, up near the 40-yard line. Like one of the tight ends caught that. Darius Thornton made the tackle over there, but not before a good 12-yard run, or gain, pardon me, and that'll be a first down for these Owosso Rams.
Well, Ralphie was out there in space to go make the play, and that's just tough. I mean, you're rushing from the outside linebacker position to try to make a play on a guy at full speed, and, of course, you see it all the time. He just puts a little juke on him and gets downfield.
Cabrera was the guy that actually made that catch. He remains in the game and will be set just to the right of Hudson. First and 10, Owosso at their own 40. They're going to hand to Cabrera. He dropped the football, but he fell right back on it behind the line of scrimmage. He'll lose about 3 yards. Union had Thornton sitting right there, and not very far from him was Corey Piercy. That'll be a loss of, we'll call it 3. We'll say it's second down now and 13. Ball marked at the 40 or 38-yard line of the Rams.
Well, that one started there just by a high snap in the shotgun. Hudson grabbed that ball. It was about to sail over his head, and then tried to drop it down and get an exchange with the running back, and just wasn't a clean handoff.
4:48 to play, third period, 42-3 Union leads. They're actually going to put it at the 42-yard line, second down and 13 for the Rams. Hudson in the shotgun. He's going to fake that handoff and throw to his right. The ball is caught out to the right at the 35-yard line, but dragged down right away was the receiver, and that ball was caught out there by Dylan Chin. Chin didn't have a lot of catches coming into the night, but he had one there, and that one lost another yard or two as Thornton was out there and several other players, including Reed Smith.
I always like it when they go double numbers, one on offense, one on defense, but when they both play DB, you don't know which one it is.
It's happened before, and in high school football, especially if you're playing for one of those big teams. So they'll move it back now to the 36-yard line. It'll be third down and about 14 for the Rams. They need midfield for the first down with 4 minutes to go here in the third, trailing 42-3. Two receivers to the left side for Hudson, still in the shotgun. There's motion, and Hudson's going to hand it off on a little inside sweep. The receiver is going to get taken down right around the 30-yard line. Not a lot of room right there for the guy who grabbed that football, and Union was all over him. Many people in there on the tackle. Raper was one of those guys there. It was handed off to Tyler LaPointe.
Tyrese Cezanne.
And then you see Jordan Starks. He's always around the ball, flying around, trying to make something happen out of either strong safety or outside linebacker. And there he comes up again and tries to help out.
Preston Hendricks will kick this ball away, standing around his 26-yard line. Landon Wood standing back around Union's 31-yard line. There's the snap. He's got plenty of time. This is going to be high and short. Landon will call for the fair catch, and again, he'll make it right around the 36-yard line. That's where Union will take it over. 3:13 to play here in this third period. 42-7, 42-3, pardon me, Union leads. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
It's simple. When you spend your whole life running down a dream, working, grinding, mile after mile, you pass until there's no one left to pass. You chase until they're all chasing you. And when all that's in front of you is that dream, it gets real simple. Just win.
The chase for the NASCAR Sprint Cup continues Sunday, 1:30 Eastern on NBCSN.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get two free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin-purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
Back in Owosso, Union hands the ball off to Darius Boone on first down. He runs for a first down. They'll hand it to Boone again on second down. He's going to go across the 45-yard line to the 46. Palmer made the tackle. Union's got a player down. That is big Carlos Berrios, who gets up a little slowly, but he is up. 2:43 to play in this third period. 42-3, the Redskins lead. If you're just joining us, they did lose quarterback Grady Davenport right before the end of the first half. Now he's out there, not on the field. He's on the sidelines with ice on his knee. A.K. Wilson playing a little quarterback. At their own 46, Wilson has the snap go through his hands. He runs all the way back to the 36 to pick it up, and he'll be corralled back there. It was Poole who made the tackle, and he's going to get caught for the horse collar.
Yep.
Poole made a nice, he made a nice play to get back there. But AK is so shifty, he tried to get away at the last moment. He grabbed him by the shoulder pads, and that'll be the horse collar call. It should be here.
Well, and I thought, you know what's funny about seeing AK back there? He missed that snap, and as it goes back there, a lot of times a quarterback will just dive on it. AK is the athletic guy. He's like, I'm going to pick it up and get something.
And he did. And, of course, earlier tonight, he got a lot more than that. So they're going to mark it off.
Personal foul, face mask.
Well, they actually called the face mask. I would have swear he grabbed him by the horse collar,
yeah,
not the
so
face
too.
Mask. But they did call it the personal foul face mask. That'll take the ball up to the 45-yard line. And with 2:21 to go in this third period, up 42-3, the Redskins will have a second down and 8 from that spot. Remember, it's not a first down. They're going to mark it all the way back from where the foul happened, and that will make it second down and 8.
It was almost second or third down and up forever, and I'm moving right back in there.
A.K. Wilson at quarterback. Again, to his left is Boone. Wilson hands off to Boone straight up the middle, and he bounces off one, gets to the outside, got room across the 50. Boone down to around the 43-yard line. Man, he's explosive. Somehow got away from about four guys. Billy Fields made the tackle, but he runs for 8 more and a first down. The Redskins move the chains. It'll be first and 10 Union. Ball will be marked down. Well, they marked him back. They marked him back at the 48-yard line. He went down around the 47. They're going to call it third and one. I apologize. I thought for certain that was a first down.
Well, I like to see Boone. He looks like his feet stay on the ground a little longer, but he's got some power to get out.
So third and one at the 47. They'll need one more yard to get there. Boone gets the handoff, and he gets hit in the backfield, but pulls forward. He's going to be very close to the first down. I think he probably, he's not going to get it, but he's going to be really close. Interior of that line, again, Billy Fields and Jones were there. We're going to call it fourth down and half a football. And A.K. Wilson, once again, at quarterback, will be in the shotgun. And Boone, again, will be the running back. And Union will go for it here.
Seven in the box.
1 minute to go in this third period. Wilson is going to first try to draw them offside. They can't. They may shift and just quick kick this thing.
Well, I think they feel pretty confident they can pick up a yard.
A.K. came up and made a call, a change at the line of scrimmage. He's going to hand to Boone, and he's clearly got a first down. Boone goes forward across the 45. He'll be down to around the 43-yard line. Again, the entire interior of that Owosso team. Schultz, one of the guys getting up off the bottom. Also, once again, it is Palmer and Fields. Doc Blevins, what do you have for us down on the field?
Okay, memory lane's a short trip for me these days, but best I can remember, I think Tyler Atkins holds the record for most touchdowns, and it is six.
All right, so he's tied at this point with number 11, who may not play again tonight. First and 10 Redskins now at the 44-yard line of Owosso. Near the end of the third period, Union up 42-3. Rolling to his right is A.K. Wilson, and he throws to his big tight end, and he hits him. Nice job by A.K. Hits Alexander. Pardon me, not Alexander, but he hit Lawrence Harris. Pardon me, right around the 37-yard line. That'll be good for seven. Maybe get a little confidence for A.K.
A.K. put one downfield for his first completion, maybe of his career, but really good job there putting down the field. And that's usually just a blocking tight end, and he did a good job of making that catch behind his back.
That'll be the end of the third period as A.K. Wilson gets his first completion of the night, first completion of the year, maybe first completion of his high school career when it comes to being a varsity player. So at the end of three, Union easily in control of this one, leading Owosso 42-3. Coming back with the fourth quarter next. This is Redskins football on KRMG.